Museum piece. She was born on an island in the Aegean Sea in ancient times. She had slender wrists and a long, slender neck with hair piled up in an elaborate headdress, mark of the high-born, as was the girdle around her waist. Her husband, her lover, was a beautiful man with a great shock of curly hair on a noble brow. He looked like a leader, a lion, but he was more, a wise man and a tender father. Their days were calm and comfortable. Their nights burst like starfire with the intensity of their passion. But the river of time, the inexorable river, flowed on. In the long golden years, their vows took on new dimension, and she longed to seal them with another baby. They laughed at this charming absurdity and lived until in time the waters, the sand, the pebbles, the silt turned them to stone. This did not dismay her because she knew love was forever. For hundreds of years she continued to wait. She liked her present abode on the top floor of the museum. On occasional bright days in this northern city, the sunlight burst through the skylights, reminding her of home. She particularly loved the moonlight with its incandescent splendor, recalling the nights of love and communion that had illuminated their lives. She did not know where he was, and it did not trouble her. It was enough that he was, that he is, that no given moment in time ever dies. Who knows, she reflected, he could even be on another floor in this museum. This amused her. No matter. In time, it would all play out. So more years passed. One night, when there was a particular hush in the cool night air, when the moon cast exquisite silvery light on her marble figure, a young man came out of the shadows. He looked so much like him, she mused, but alive, young, and vital. Her numb heart stirred. He climbed her pedestal and grasped her in his arms. Gently, he cupped her face in his hands, breathed kisses on her ears and eyes. And when his warm, full lips pressed on hers, sensation came back slowly, and she fell into ecstasy. His hand on her cold breast stirred once again that sleeping stream, and the cup of herself once more overflowed. She knew now it had to be him, and that overpowering knowledge brought them once again into being. It was beyond dream, beyond expectation, beyond earth. The next morning, at the base of her statue, the guard found a live infant, pink and well. wrapped in a gold-threaded blanket, lying in a basket of mysterious ancient reeds.
To read a collection of D.N. Sutton's poetry on the World Wide Web, visit the Soul Site at soulsite.com or write to Sherwood Spencer, the Soul Site Press, at Box 517, La Jolla, California, 92038.